my understanding is the electrical system that we've been using, the generators have typically been running around the clock, but that the electrical demand is not around the clock. It peaks during the day. I guess maybe that's one of the benefits of these alternative energy sources. They don't have to generate energy ceaselessly. They don't have to be using that energy into the electrical system if they can store it.
Yeah, right. And when we think about centralized power plant electrical generation that we have today, it's important to keep in mind we have a mixture of fossil fuel generators, nuclear power plants, et cetera. So we have plants that really run all the time, really big plants that are hard to turn on and off. And we have intermediate and even smaller plants that turn on when the load goes up or when the load goes down, they turn off. So we do have a real mix of power plants today. And how we integrate and transition to the future with other resources like wind and solar, bioenergy, with energy storage, et cetera. I mean, you can kind of see how those might be replaced, but you do have to plan it well. And one of my colleagues here at Renew Wisconsin likes to say one of the good benefits of solar power is it does turn itself off at night, as you alluded to. So you build the solar panel systems, they operate during the day, and hopefully into the evening, and they operate more in summer than in winter. So if you're in a place where your summer electric use is higher, this can be a really huge beneficial advantage to the power system in total, that you're going to get more out of those resources when you need them. And when you don't need them, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to sit there and run. You don't have to maintain them. They don't cost you anything when they're not running. So it is a good advantage of solar electric technology.